Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, every week here for the last 7.5 or so years, I've been trying to come up with topics that are helpful for you in trying to avoid mistakes and all the traps and tribulations it is that we go through out there when we're trying to sell. And I always look for themes and things that happen between the groups and people that I train with and the things that I ran into in all the years that I was out there selling. And today I put together 7 of those, and I call them Avoiding the 7 Sales Fails. In other words, passing the test that your customer is putting you through. Well, every day an army of ag salespeople drive up and down the country roads in search of sales, driving down the farm driveway, pulling into the ag business parking lot, and calling, texting, Zooming with customers through the latest technology. And all of us are out there making variations of these 7 sales fails. And I say we because I make them just as much as any other person out there, but I try to avoid them as much as I can. And our customers give us their passing grade when they either buy from us or they give us a failing grade when they say, well, let me think about it, or I'm happy with what I'm currently doing. In workshops, there's 7 fails are a primary focus, as few salespeople put them all together in their approach. They're looking for a way to stand out from their competition. So let's see if you pass or fail in some of these 7 areas. Number 1, they can't answer the first 2 primary questions. Now, the first 2 primary questions a customer has is, why should I buy from you? When I pose this question to audiences, they typically start to tell me about their company. And I have to stop them right there and let them know that we will get to that. We'll talk about your company in just a second. However, this question is all about yourselves, themselves, myself. Ag sales is normally a long-term selling situation. We must know how to answer the first question our customer is thinking when we ask for their business. Why should I do business with you, and you specifically by name? The second question is, why should I buy from your company? Now, we can start talking about all the great things our company can do for customers. But just remember, the answer to this question must be in the view of the customer. Too often, we respond with answers that are not really relevant. I hear salespeople tell me about features and benefits of their company that customers don't really care about or don't care enough to switch their business to. For example, the number of countries you are operating in, or the hundreds of employees at your company, or the 100 years you have been in business. All that's great info, but not significant enough to answer this question. Why should I do business with your company? Well, the second sales fail that's out there is they never figure out on sales calls how to answer the next 2 questions. So after they answer the question of why you and why your company, it's why should I change? Every one of your customers and prospects is most likely solving their problems and making the best choices they can. That's why they're currently doing what they're doing. That means they are currently using something in place of your products. So when you present your products to them, they're evaluating your product against what they're currently doing. And human inertia is in favor of the status quo. It's so much easier to just pass on your recommendations and hit the easy button by not changing. And to answer this question, we have to have a great series of questions to understand our producers and ag buyers. We have to figure out why the status quo is not going to work for them. The next question in that series is, why should I change now? So we've had why me, why my company, why change, and the last and most important is why now? Same as the previous question. The last of the 4 questions our customer needs to answer is why now? Our customers are very busy, just like us. And again, human inertia is in favor of them just continuing on the path they are on. We must uncover and develop the urgency of our products in their lives, not ours, in their lives. Well, the third sales fail that goes on out there that I see most frequently is the salespeople rely on products and technical info to make the sale. This is an ever-present struggle that I see with salespeople. In their opinion, their products provide an overall or long-term benefit versus the competitor. That technical benefit turns into a financial benefit for our customers. We sell these financial benefits with sales material, most often spreadsheets and graphs, that clearly shows how much better we are versus the competition. What we never understand is that our customer is sold this very same way by all of our competitors, probably just minutes to hours before we arrived on the scene. So it's confusing and often contradicts the last salesperson who just left. And I'm not saying that this isn't important. Our products must provide an ROI to our customers. But when our customers don't believe it or don't buy from us on a technical sales, most salespeople make the next sales fail. And sales fail number 4 is they rely on friendship to make the sale, the relationship sale, the one that everybody feels that they're really strong at. When technical sales don't work or our salesperson is not technical enough, they start selling on relationship. Salespeople will tell me, hey, Greg, I don't go out there and try to sell. I don't push anything. I just spend time with customers. And this is okay to a point. I like to remind them that customers probably aren't looking for more friends. And they most likely don't want their friends stopping by and burning time during their busy day. That's called a professional friend or a professional visit. The art of selling is balancing the skills of technical selling with relationship selling, all the while diagnosing and solving customers' problems with your solutions. Well, sales fail number 5 is we fail miserably at customer segmentation. And if you're not familiar, let me ask you these questions. Who do you sell to? Who buys your products and why? And then please describe in detail who your ideal customer is. And these are some of the first questions we work through in a training groups during the segmentation session. Often the answers are amazingly uneventful, meaning salespeople, sales managers, directors of marketing, location managers, they all struggle to clearly answer this question because they want business from everybody in the market. And if you don't believe me, then do your own little survey. Walk around your office or call several salespeople and ask them to describe the ideal customer. Ask them to be specific on both metrics and motivations. And metrics are like acreage and crops, livestock produced, current supplier, etc. Motivations are the emotional aspects of our ideal prospect. The how and why they buy are the two most important things to understand here. Are the answers the same or even close to similar between those in your company that really should know how to answer those questions? Well, sales fail number 6 is never developing good stories. Now, you might think storytelling is a soft art or something that's not important, but storytelling is such an important skill to understand and develop in your sales approach. When you go to a farm and spread the great news about your products, the producer just views you as a salesperson. After all, you are incentivized to sell more product, and there's nothing wrong with that, but your customers see you as biased. The more you promote the products and sell them, the more commission you make. However, when you tell me about how your product solved a problem for a producer just like myself, now we understand and we are interested when we're customers. Well, sales fail number 7, and this is a big one, and most of you probably don't feel like you make it, but we drop the ball. By that, I mean most salespeople are very busy. They're so busy that they fail to follow up in many ways. Examples include failing to get back to a prospect in time. It might be consistently slow response to text, email, or voicemail, or maybe no response. It might be failing to call one of your customers back. The slower and poorer your follow-up skills, the less and the longer the sale will take. If it's bad enough, you will often just lose the customer. If we want to be viewed as a professional salesperson, then we must act that way. And to do that, we must have a system built that allows us to never drop the ball. And it doesn't matter if those systems are completely manual or Excel or part of an electronic platform like Salesforce, the principle is still the same. Never, 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 ever drop the ball. If you do, you will be dropped from your customer's vendor lineup faster than an NFL running back who fumbles. Well, hey, I hope these 7 fails are easily avoidable with some forethought and a little practice. They make great discussion topics for any sales meeting. Reach out if you'd like to work on these topics with you or your team. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.